All right, welcome to the first podcast of Movie Reviews You Didn't Ask For. My name is Mason Gunnell. Here with me is
Daniel Hansen
and Jaden Johnson.
We're going to start this off with a bang. It's the Boss Baby, or the Baby Boss. It's the Boss Baby.
Is it the Boss Baby?
Boss Baby. The Boss Baby.
The Boss Baby. That the V is important.
So,
and what a better way to start off a podcast?
It's like
all podcasts should be started off with the Boss Baby.
I know. So let's just start off with the plot synopsis. So in this world, in the BBCU, the Boss Baby cinematic universe,
which we will hereafter reference, not just in this podcast, but in future podcasts.
The BBCU is all encompassing.
Yes, there are connections with Marvel movies, the Bible, all sorts of things. So let's just dive right in. In this world, there is a company, I guess, called Baby Corp. And they are trying to secure all the love in the world. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Basically.
We should probably preface this with spoiler alert. Because
spoiler alert.
If you're planning on watching this movie...
And you should watch this movie.
Pause this podcast, watch the movie, and then resume this podcast. Yes.
It's only an hour and 37 minutes, so it's a relatively short flick.
Although it feels really long.
It sure does.
Especially the last 5 minutes.
But, Baby Corp is trying to secure all the love. Some of their competition... The only one I heard was puppies. Were their competition for getting the love in the world.
Right.
As their main competitor.
Yeah, you know, which is kind of like one of the many great analogies in this movie of capitalism and just how bad capitalism is. Like, we saw that in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I was getting the same as you guys.
You're kind of pushing a communist agenda.
Yeah, which we can now do in this modern film era.
Sure.
So why not take the risk and... A lot of risk taken in this movie, right? We were going to try to build a butt counter of how many butts we saw on babies, on humans, but...
So much nudity.
How
was this rated PG?
We didn't know that before going in, though. We were surprised by the level of baby butts that we were exposed to.
Yeah.
Butts? Buttholes? Full frontal nudity?
Only one butthole.
It was censored.
It had to be censored.
But there was full frontal nudity.
If you want a movie that you can see a censored baby dick in, this is the movie for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yet it's still PG.
So,
yeah.
To move on with the plot summary, I don't even know where we're at. That's how I felt during the entire movie. I didn't know where I was.
Yeah.
Baby Corp wants love.
Yeah, and so they sent the Boss Baby, which is the actual character's name, the Boss Baby, and that's how they refer to
it. They never address... him as anything but the Boss Baby.
Until the end of the movie.
And this is played by Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin,
I should say.
Silky voice, plays him. The baby wears a suit, and the parents don't notice. No, they do notice.
They just... Usually parents dress their babies, but this baby dresses himself in a suit.
And they found it cute.
And he arrives in a taxi.
Yeah.
The baby arrives in a taxi.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
So,
but
normal human reproduction doesn't exist in this world,
no.
Is what I'm getting.
No coitus.
Which is okay.
Not
in
the BBCU.
Yeah, not in the BBCU.
Important note.
And so, Alec Baldwin's the Baby Boss character is sent down to infiltrate this family because the two parents work for Puppy Co.
Yes.
Who
makes... puppies.
They make genetically modified puppies.
Yeah, they do not breed puppies. They just make... They make puppies.
Yeah. None of that is made up, by the way.
This entire podcast is 100% accurate.
And so he wants to figure out what is Puppy Co.'s next big move. So he figures out that they want to make a... Forever puppy, right?
A puppy that never dies. It stays a puppy forever. And the idea behind this puppy is that it will replace babies, because if you have a puppy that never grows up, then why would you ever want to get a baby? Which I understand.
Yeah.
Reasonable
makes
point.
Makes sense.
And so essentially this would do away with Baby Core forever, which is why Baby Core is sending the Boss Baby to try and stop this puppy from becoming a thing.
And the interesting thing is that the only way that the Forever Puppy works is that there is a special formula that makes all the managerial babies stay babies forever. And they need this formula to make the puppies stay puppies forever as well.
Right.
And so what happens, this is the big plot twist of the movie. So once again, if you haven't seen it, turn off this podcast, go watch it.
We'll still be here when you get done.
Yeah.
It's fine. Just put us on pause for a second.
Go watch it, but big...
You don't want us to be the ones to spoil this for you.
Yeah, this is your last chance to leave.
Big spoiler alert.
3, 2, 1. Okay, that's it.
The original Colossal Big Boss Baby. I think that's his name.
Yes.
Legitimately. Has turned into the villain, the owner of Puppy Co.
See, they flushed him out. They flushed the original big...
Colossal
boss baby. They flushed him out of the system, and so he was angry and wanted to take out Baby Co. So that's why he started the Puppy Co. Or Puppy...
Yeah, Puppy Co.
Is it called Puppy Co? Wow, yeah. That wasn't even original.
Yeah. Is there another company that has Co at the end of their...
Petco?
I've never heard of it.
and now he's a full grown man trying to kill the babies.
Yeah.
Not kill the babies, but.
And who is this? Who is this guy played by?
Steve Buscemi. Here's the most interesting part about this movie is the cast. You would not believe the cast they have in this. Alec Baldwin as Boss Baby.
Amazing.
Steve Buscemi as Big Colossal Boss Baby.
Amazing.
Jimmy Kimmel as Boss Baby's dad.
Amazing.
Lisa Kudrow as Boss Baby's mom.
Royalty.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man.
As adult Boss Baby / the narrator. And I think that's pretty much it as far as familiar names. But, get this. The music by Hans Zimmer.
There's another point here. It was Steve Buscemi. It was originally supposed to be played by Kevin Spacey.
Which would have been creepy at this point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally saved the movie.
A sidebar here. That's the basic plot, but there's also a mute handicap.
He's not mute, though.
Well,
spoiler.
We think he's mute through much of the movie. He's not.
Classic director's movie.
We also think it's like the brother of
the brother of
Big Colossal Boss Baby, or maybe just his slave. One of the two. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because what I gathered is that is actually Big Colossal Boss Baby's father.
No. That's still his brother.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Are we sure?
Are we sure of anything about this movie?
That's how good of a movie it is.
There are layers.
They are calling it the next Shyamalan movie.
they
have the Unbreakable Universe from Shyamalan.
Yeah,
this
right.
is the Boss Baby cinematic
the BBCU.
Universe.
Just so many things to mull over with this movie, and I almost feel like we're doing it a disservice to do this podcast immediately after watching it, because I kind of need to gather my thoughts.
Sleep on it, yeah.
But, boy, there's a lot.
The biggest thing we're also kind of skipping over here is that the movie's, like, climax, they live in, like, Long Island or something like that, just some regular suburb area. But to stop Puppy Co's master plan from happening and getting rid of all the babies, they have to travel to Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
And they do so on a plane full... of Elvis impersonators.
It serves the plot very well.
Well, and see, so the Boss Baby comes to this family, as we've talked about, and the parents are employees of Puppy Co., and there's an older sibling who is 7 years old, and this sibling, he's one of the main characters in the movie, and he gets really jealous because of this new baby who is getting all the attention and everything. So at first they start out as enemies, then they figure out they have to work together as friends because the boss baby talks to him and tells him that, and so they have to work together to basically get the boss baby to go back to where he came from.
Yeah.
So there's a part where they're in the airport, and they're having a little bit of a falling out because they have a difference of opinions, and essentially the newborn baby leaves. This is after they've gone through airport security and everything, and nobody stopped them. The newborn baby leaves the 7-year-old boy. The 7-year-old boy cries in the corner while nobody walking through the airport cares, and there's just a newborn baby on the loose.
Walking on two legs through the
airport. Through the airport.
I wouldn't do anything. I think that's completely normal. What do you guys think?
I mean,
wouldn't bat an eye.
I've seen crazier things in an airport.
Yeah. The thing is, I've been to an airport, and I kind of know how they work, and I just don't understand how they got through security by just laying on the conveyor belt and going through.
They didn't just lay on the conveyor belt. They covered their nuts. That's how they got through.
Yeah, because that's actually what the detector detects, yeah. Is
the nuts.
Yeah.
Are there nuts on board?
I see.
So as soon as you cover your nuts, you can get through airport security, no problem.
So I think that's kind of the basis, the main premise of this movie. There were a lot of little, like, side things, a lot of, like, sexual innuendos. At one point, Alec Baldwin told a 7-year-old to suck on it. That was weird.
And they knew what they were doing.
They absolutely knew
what
they were doing.
They weren't shying away from it. There was, I think, 30 seconds of them going back and forth telling them to suck it.
Absolutely. Lots of butts.
A lot.
We mentioned this. Lots. So many butts. I'll just warn you, if you're trying to do a drinking game while you play this,
do it to butts.
Do it to butts. You'll be hammered. There's a powder fart.
That's three shots right there.
That's three shots. I know Mason took pretty detailed notes.
What else
did we skim over?
There was a lot of things. Like, I think it was the director's intentional choice just to have repetition. Like, that's a good sign of a director,
sure.
Right? They somehow got the rights to the famous Beatles song Blackbird. They played it 7 times.
The
movie, probably half of it was full of montages.
So many montages. What was up with that? The first, like, probably the first half hour of the movie was 80% montage.
I think so, yeah.
Well, you don't want to, like, make this a 2.5-hour movie about baby core.
Sure. That's fair.
That's what happens when studios get in the way of a director's vision. I feel like if the director was given free rein over this movie, we would have seen a completely different product that answered all our questions, stopped with the montages, more butts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there was a lot of butts, though, but there was no Vegas butts.
No butts.
They went
Vegas.
To Las Vegas, and not one single butt was shown.
Not even the typical baby butts that have been shown throughout the entire movie up to this point.
It was weird.
It's a director's choice. He wanted
weird
butts. Maybe the studio didn't want. I don't know.
Maybe the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, told them if they include one more butt, it's going to move up to PG-13. There's like a 20 butt limit or something.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a PG-13 baby boss?
Oh, boy.
I think we saw it. So, I think that's a pretty good plot synopsis. What happens right at the end? What's the...
The tearjerker?
We kind of called it. It was a little predictable.
That's a sign of a good director.
Boss baby goes back up to Boss Baby Land or whatever the... Whatever it is. And
headquarters.
He goes back and he gets a promotion. Everyone's all excited because he saves the world and gets rid of these puppies. And then he decides that he is sick of the corporate lifestyle. He's burned out, doesn't want to wear a suit and tie anymore. And so
he drops his crayon 20 feet, and that's like the turning point for him.
Yeah, so he basically just sabotages baby core, kind of checks out of there and then hops down a chute that sends him down to, well, he takes off his diaper, so another butt.
Yeah.
Hops down a chute that pops him into mama's belly or something, I don't know, and then and then is born as a baby into the family where he was originally. So
everyone's happy. Happy ending.
See, but here's the thing, though. So everybody had their memory erased. The parents had their memory erased. The baby had his memory erased, I think. Except for the little boy. And he had the option and just said no. So he's permanently screwed up.
Seems like a very strong breaking of protocol of baby core.
Yeah.
I've got to imagine they got some, like, everybody's got to have their memory wiped.
But that brings me to my next topic. What's next in the BBCU?
Well, good news for anybody who really enjoyed this movie. Good news.
Which everybody did. I can't imagine
why. Right. Or even if you just listened to this podcast and now you're intrigued, you should have watched the movie, okay? But there is going to be a The Boss Baby 2.
In addition to there already being a full Netflix series.
Which we haven't even touched.
It's Boss amazing. Baby Back in Business.
Amazing. That's sweeping the nation.
The BBCU is taking over all of Hollywood.
The very final scene of the movie is the boss baby all grown up and reading to his daughter this story about what happened. You know, she thinks it's fictional. Turns out it's real. Then them in the hospital seeing the daughter's new baby being born. And believe
not
it or
being
not.
Being born. It's already
not
born.
Being born. Not being born. Just in the nursery. Believe it or not. Get this. The new baby is wearing a suit.
It's amazing.
I mean, I don't know how they wrote that.
It's kind of like divine intervention. Like,
incredible.
You see these events come throughout history, like these cinematic masterpieces, like great music. It's given to us by God, I think. What do you guys think?
One of the marks of a good movie is you can't, like, fully know if it's actually real or fake. Because,
exactly.
Like Inception or The Matrix, stuff like that, it's like you can't fully say it's not real because they, like, wipe your memory. Boss Baby can be real because we could all just had our memories wiped.
I will never look at a baby the same way again.
I'll never look at Alec Baldwin the same way again.
That too. Or Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Always looked at him that way. But so that brings us to the end. But before we close it out, let's give our Boss Baby ratings. What do you think, Daniel? What's your rating for this?
I'm still not entirely sure what our rating system is.
Well, how would I go first? I'll show it off.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this 88 baby butts out of 100 baby butts.
88 out of 100. Wow.
It was
that
good.
That's
that
a lot of
baby
butts.
Well, that's what this movie offers.
Whew.
That's a total of 176 baby butt cheeks.
Yeah, that's good.
Dang.
Man. Yeah. What do you think, Daniel? Now that you know the rating system.
I don't think it was that good.
What do you mean?
If we're going out of a 100 baby butt system, I give it maybe a 46 baby butts.
That is low. I am surprised. I don't know if we watched the same movie.
If we watched the same movie, but I'm not watching that movie again.
On a scale of 0 to 100 baby butts, it's got to be in the 90s. There are so many baby butts. And, I mean...
Oh, wait, is the rating system just like the number of baby butts that we saw in the movie?
Well,
that's
part
also,
of it.
That dictates
that
the quality.
But as far as being a PG movie, you couldn't have possibly squeezed many more in. I'm going to give it 95 and a butt crack.
So I expect you both to be buying this on Blu-ray the next time you see it at Walmart.
I didn't say that was happening.
3D Blu-ray.
Baby butts in three dimensions.
Okay, but listen, this does mean that we are going to the theater when
Baby Boss 2
guys,
comes out.
The Netflix series is already out. We can binge watch that whole thing tonight.
Who's to say I haven't already?
Because why would you watch that before you watch the original
it's
Boss?
True, I don't want to spoil anything.
Exactly.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed us talking about Baby Boss.
Boss Baby.
Oh, gosh darn it.
The Boss Baby.
Hope you enjoyed that conversation. Up next, we'll be reviewing the film. Next is next.
Starring
Nicolas
Cage.
It's amazing.
Go do your homework and watch it.
All right. Thank you so much.